In this video, I just want to talk through 5 questions to ask yourself as you're setting a goal that's going to help you set better goals, goals that are really geared towards giving God glory, not you, and enable you to actually accomplish them in a reasonable amount of time. So I grew up without a father, and so in my life, there was a lot of aimlessness, especially early on. And then as I got older, I remember people telling me, you should really be setting goals. You should have goals that you're aiming for. And I thought, okay, because before that, I was just kind of wandering through life. And so what I did was just, I would randomly state a goal and say, I'm going to accomplish X. And then I'd just make up a goal out of thin air. I'd miss it. And I'd say, oh, well, that stinks. I'll just make a new goal. And I'll say, here's what I'm going to do now. And then I'd miss that. And I started to wonder if the whole idea of goal setting even worked. I've talked to a lot of Christians who say some version of New Year's resolutions don't work, or there's no point in setting goals because it doesn't actually work. And I am here to tell you that that's not true. It's actually the way that we set goals that is mixing us up. Christians should be setting goals, but we should be doing it in a way that's not self-focused, but God-focused. So let's jump into that. So the first question you want to ask is what? What is my desired outcome? This is one where I know I really just did not grasp this concept at all of goal setting, because I would say a goal, but it would be so vague. A common example of this is people will say, hey, I want to lose weight. Great. That's not a goal. That's really nothing. That's just like a vague wish. Because what are you saying? I want to lose weight. How much weight? When do you want to lose it by? How are you going to lose it? There's all these things you haven't stated. And so when you say, oh, I made a New Year's resolution once to lose weight and I gave up on it after a couple weeks, so New Year's resolutions don't work. No, the way you did it didn't work. What I like to use instead is asking, what is my desired outcome? And so we talk about this as a definition of done. So what does that mean? You're stating the outcome of your goal in the present tense as if it has already happened. So for example, with the weight loss thing, you say, I look down at the scale and I weigh 160 pounds. You've stated it in the present tense. You've defined your desired outcome really, really crystal clear. Just defining really well what the specific outcome is you're going for with your goal has been proven in studies to make you more likely to accomplish it. So get more specific. What is my desired outcome? State it in the present tense. The second question you want to ask when trying to set God-glorifying goals is why? Why do I want to reach this goal? This is really a question of motivation. What is the purpose of reaching this goal? Because it's easy to say, I want to lose 20 pounds, but why do you want to do it? So I can be healthy. Keep going deeper. Why do you want to be healthy? Well, because I want to be around for my kids, because I want to be a better parent to them. Okay, what else? I want to do it because I believe my body is a stewardship from God, and so I want to take good care of it. And me being overweight is bringing on these health problems, and as I get older, this is going to be more and more of a problem. Get really, really deep on the why and be really honest about it. The why of your goal is the motivation. And so if you say, I lack motivation with my goals, it's because you haven't spent enough time asking yourself why. The third question you want to ask is actually 2 questions in one. It's where and when will I work on this goal, right? So a goal without a plan is just a wish. If you're saying, I'm going to lose this weight, I'm clear on the reason why, I know exactly what my goal is, I've gotten super crystal clear on it. But if you don't take it a step further and say, okay, when and where am I going to do this? Nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to change. Really, this is a question of scheduling. You've got to put time in your calendar where you're going to work on the habits and the tasks and the projects that contribute to that goal. Schedule it. In his book, Atomic Habits, James Clear calls this an implementation intention. I will do X in this place and at this time. If you just fill in the blanks of that sentence, you are going to be well on your way to actually having a plan towards accomplishing your goal. So for example, I'm going to go to this gym at this time every day of the week. Excellent. Now you've actually got a plan for your weight loss goal. By the way, if you want help with planning your goals, we have coming up on December 15th, a Plan Your 2024 for the Glory of God workshop. This is live. We have spots for 1,000 people, but it's almost halfway full at the time that I'm making this video. So come sign up. It's completely free. I'm going to help you chart a God-glorifying plan for the year ahead. We're going to deal with schedule. We're going to deal with your priorities. We're going to deal with goals a little bit too. So come check that out. It's completely free. Their link is in the description. All right, let's get back into point number four. And question number four is, who will keep me accountable? Proverbs 15:22 says that there is wisdom in a multitude of counselors. This should happen at the goal setting start, right? You're asking people who you trust, a spouse, a pastor, a mentor, people in your life that you trust, hey, this is a goal I'm thinking of tackling, and get their counsel, get their advice on, should this be the thing I tackle or should I focus on something else right now? But most importantly, the who question is, who will keep me accountable? You know, we live in a very individualistic society, at least in the West, where we think of self-improvement, personal productivity, it's a me thing. It's something I do alone. But one way that Christians look at productivity differently is we see it in the context of community. Christ has made his church. We're not supposed to be lone wolf Christians growing alone. We're supposed to be doing this in community. So if you can find other believers to pursue goals alongside, you're much more likely to actually stick with it, and you're helping them at the same time. Plus, you're building a relationship. It's a wonderful thing to do. So find a gym buddy, find someone who has the same goal, and make a little text thread with them or a group of people. Make it fun. Make it an encouraging thing. Don't try to do it alone. Get some other people in the boat with you and deepen your relationships as you pursue your goals together. And the fifth question is really the most important question of all, and that is how. How does this goal glorify God? Colossians 3:17 says, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." And whatever you do, that includes your goals, word, deed, whatever it is, we're trying to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. And so as you pursue goals, don't just grab the goals and the motivations that the world has. Even as you pursue something like a weight loss goal, it's very easy for us to sink down to it all being all about us. I'm doing this to be healthy. I'm doing this so I feel better. I'm doing this so I have more confidence. I'm doing this so girls will finally like me. You know, like, but that's not to be your ultimate reason. And I think this is something that we can miss sometimes in setting goals. You can have the same goal as somebody else, but have an entirely different reason for doing it. One person is pursuing a health goal because they just want to look better. It's purely selfish motivation. Another person is pursuing that because they see their body as a stewardship from God. You can have both of those things mixed together in your motives. You know, it's not easy to separate our motives or have them be completely pure. But one way to force yourself to actually think in terms of, how am I glorifying God with this goal, is to ask the question, how does this goal honor God? How does it bring him glory? And it's not too big of a jump to do that with most goals. As long as they're appropriate, they're not sinful, we can recast them in a way that helps us to see, oh yeah, this is what really matters. And sometimes asking this question will cause you to abandon a goal because you're like, man, I'm only doing this for myself. You may choose a different goal instead. But ultimately, the most important question you can ask about your goal is, how does it honor God? So go through those five questions, ask them of your goal. I've actually included in the description a link to a little goal setting worksheet, which walks you through a process that sort of forces you to define each of these things. Because really, guys, the best goals are clear and they are Christ-centered. And that's really what we want. We want to glorify God with our life because the goal of goals is the glory of God. Thanks for watching. I will see you in the next one.